They are 9 letters that together make up an L.A. institution. The Hollywood sign on the side of Mount Lee has been a magnet for tourists and the bane of existence for neighbors who surround it. People seeking selfies or just a closer look have poured into Beechwood Canyon and other places nearby for years. Well, now the folks at Warner Brothers Studio say they think they have a way to get you up there without the neighborhood dilemma, a tram that would whisk you up there from the backside of the mountain. And Kevin Roderick is here with LA Observe to talk about it. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
So how would this work?
Well, first you have to understand the geography. You know, most of us think of the Hollywood sign as something you see from the city, right, and across Hollywood, and even from downtown, the west side. But it's sitting on Mount Lee, which is actually very visible from the valley. So Warner Brothers, which owns a big studio lot there, and their Gate 8 is right on Forest Lawn Drive, they propose to build a tramway up across the brush to the top of Mount Lee, build a visitor center up there, and ferry people up from the valley to visit the Hollywood sign.
It used to be 13 letters, by the way. I said 9, but when it was Hollywood Land. And the thing used to be in disrepair up until about 40 years ago. So why is the Hollywood sign still significant today?
Well, you know, that's a question that a lot of people in Los Angeles have asked. Is why does anybody care about this sign? Because for the first 50, 60 years of its existence, nobody cared, including Hollywood. The studios would put no money into fixing it up. That's why it fell into disrepair. Well, after it did get fixed up a few decades ago, the tourist buses started ferrying people there, and it became somewhat, I think, naturally, an icon of Los Angeles. You could see it from so many places. It became a place that people had their own secret ways to go up and visit it, routes up through Beechwood Canyon. Of course, as that happened, more and more people started flooding up Beechwood Canyon to where the residents have been fighting this traffic invasion for years now and are kind of grasping at any solution that's offered to them.
And the solution the studio is putting forth is, yes, we'll ferry you up there from the San Fernando Valley, from Burbank, right? Why does it want to get involved in this, and what could be behind the motivation?
Well, let me just mention one rival, and that's Universal Studios, yeah, which is also located very nearby. And Mayor Garcetti a few years ago talked warmly about a potential tram project from Universal to the Hollywood sign. Of course, it would be a much longer course, would be more complicated. There's also been a proposal to send a tramway over Griffith Park from the LA Zoo parking lot to the Hollywood sign. That also would be a very much longer, and it would be taking people over this wilderness park. So Warner Brothers actually is located in the right place to do this, and they have made some investment to try to do what Universal did years ago, which is to turn the studio into more of a tourist attraction, and they see this as a way to bring more people into Warner Brothers.
All right. Well, trams seem to be all the rage anyway these days. There's a tram plan that would connect Union Station and Dodger Stadium. People know about the tram, of course, in Palm Springs that takes you up to San Jacinto. That's a popular one, albeit a lot higher than Mount Lee. Are they successful? Do they work in the end?
Well, you know, I don't know the answer to that. I guess that they do in some ways.
And they still exist, right?
The Palm Springs tram is certainly a destination for tourists to Palm Springs. But here, Los Angeles is pretty popular right now with tourists with zero trams. And this would add potentially two trams that we don't have now that are meeting a need that I guess you could argue is there. But there's others who could argue that the need isn't really there for a tram up to Dodger Stadium or up to the Hollywood sign. But I think if they did get built, they could prove to be very, very popular.
Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observe. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.